semester now.
Duck.
Hey.
Duh, 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 duh.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a while.
I remembered a song that I was trying to write a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Because I was remembering this thing about contractors going in to rebuild Iraq.
Oh my God.
And then contracting out the contracting, and then like what a big mess it became, how everyone was just like, oh, well, you know, let's totally dismantle the government and privatize everything, but we'll also dismantle the state, and like everything will just be totally atomized. So I was thinking of this song, and it's like, I only remember the hook of it, but it's like, tired of being a subcontractor. And it, it would be kind of like, you know, Bruce Springsteen or something. And it's like, and you try and you try to build your life and you rebuild and you, and the bomb's in the night.
Wow.
You know, something like that.
It's like Bruce Springsteen for the gig economy.
Yeah.
Oh, God. For the, like, everybody's an independent contractor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the new blue collar is just like some fucking, like, some fucking kid on Craigslist getting a random like, I have a friend who, like, got a random contractor job and literally, like, was just, like, setting up AV, and, like, just randomly, like, it's just, like, they call them every once in a while to set it up. And one time it was, like, during the UN and they, like, literally set up, like, a slide projection thing for Erdogan.
What? That's insane.
So fucking nuts.
Do you guys want to come here and just like help out some psycho world leaders and their quest for ultimate, like, domination?
Could you
with a cool slideshow?
Oh my God. I was just listening to the Eat the Rich Street Fight double
crossover
nice. About Lex Wexner, which we've mentioned on the podcast before, like, owns the museum in Columbus. So, like, Street Fight's from Columbus, so mm-hmm. they know all about that.
We know about Lex Wexner.
But I was thinking, like, I was, like, thinking about, like, yeah, being, like, the person contracted to build whatever, like, sculpture in Jeffrey Epstein's apartment or
yeah,
whatever
totally.
The fuck. Like,
I was thinking about that too, like, just being, you know, kind of a hired hand in general in my life. I'm like, and then I saw the Subway ads, and ads, they literally say, like,
every like 6 months,
you could be a subcontractor.
Tired of being a subcontractor.
Yeah, and like, hey,
tired of checking Fiverr.
But then there's like a breakdown where you in the song where you just yell, "Come on, let's build our own subway."
Yeah.
And then maybe some guns and bomb sounds.
Oh my God.
Let's build our own subway.
Joey, put in some guns and bomb sounds here, and then play the play the theme song, and then I'll introduce the show. Everyone, welcome to Art and Labor. We are the podcast dedicated to the ongoing struggle to survive as an art and or cultural worker. I am OK Fox.
And I'm Lucia Love, and the struggle is real, and the brain melt is all pervasive. I just keep watching the takes devolve.
It's a nightmare.
It is a little bit.
I had a panic attack. That's part of why I couldn't get my shit together for a while to do the show.
Well, it was your birthday. So.
It was also my birthday party took up a lot of brain time.
And also, I mean, good on you for having a gathering. I'm just done with birthdays, I think, because it's like, oh no, it's all downhill from here.
No.
Well, I ate a slice of pie while I was at work on my birthday. It was good. That was all I wanted. I was like, wow, this is way too much sugar for me. Like, wow, now I'm having fun.
Well, it's just become a thing. It's the sixth annual Sonic 2006 Club.
Yeah. It's
become
cool.
Too big for my house. So we did it at a venue, and we raised over $1,000 for the Bernie Sanders campaign.
Bam, bam, bam. That's so nice.
It was really nice.
It was great. It was so much fun.
I did a Joker version.
Yeah, your Joker hair was so spot on because it had the little. It was like the grease top poof bottom combo. I was like
exactly Joaquin Phoenix hair.
Yeah. Who's your stylist?
I just became the Joker legitimately, so.
Yeah.
Like, I literally am the Joker.
Yeah, after you being like, this Joker's bullshit, dude, fuck the Joker, Jesus Christ.
I wasn't like that, I was just like, not interested in seeing it right away.
No, you were like, you were like, yeah, miss me with that. And I was all like, whatever, dude, I'm like a 12-year-old boy.
Dude,
I watch Marvel movies.
I trust your taste on things, like, legit, I do. When you like a movie, I take that very seriously. I should have seen it in theaters, but I was
you
just
should,
like...
That was the experience.
But I was just like, I'd waited for so long, and then I was just like, at this point, everyone's seen it, so I'm just going to wait till it's free.
Yeah,
and
sneak so in there. Oh, you did say that you were going to wait until it was free.
Yeah, that was my whole. I mean, but I do take your movie recommendations seriously. I very much do.
Here's a movie recommendation.
Okay.
They Shoot Horses, Don't They?
Oh, I've heard of that.
This movie rules super hard.
What is that?
Okay. A young Jodie Foster, which, amazing, you know, absolute queen of Vietnam.
I'm gonna look it up. It's so familiar to me.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just rattle it off. It's so good. So young Jodie Foster is entering into a dance competition in like 1930s Depression era Hollywood. So they're in this huge gymnasium, and she comes in with her partner, and he is got the flu. Got the motherfucking 1930s flu, hacking up a storm. And
probably going to die.
Yeah, then the people who are running this competition are like, sorry, get him out of here. He's a total liability. And she's like, but I need to do this.
Yeah.
So it's like, I need to be in this competition because
cool
they
title.
Could win $1,500, which in, you know, the... Or 15,000, 1,500. They can win a little
bit
of
money.
Either way, it sounds like a little bit now, but it was a lot more then. So then these people are in this grueling dance competition, and it goes for days and days and days. There's sex scandals. There's death. There's corruption at the highest stages of organization. Everything happens. It's a metaphor for our times. I felt like I am Jodie Foster. Wow. I was like completely transported. Also, their faces are beautiful. Such a good movie.
I like that era of a film.
Yeah, everyone is just, I don't know. Is that dumb to just be like, oh, these movies?
I mean, they had like sets and like practical effects and like, you know, I don't know. It's different. It's like,
yeah. I don't want to sound like a grandpa, but it was cooler because they had to like figure out how to do things.
Right. It's like everything that is movies now is like cutting corners and like going over union dues that like back then people worked really hard to set those standards. And like now everything is like going against those standards. Like, you know, I'm a huge Sonic stan. Don't want to see the Sonic movie at all because like the bullshit with that VFX studio that's garbage. Like that's literally garbage. Like, the fact that they had this VFX studio, did the Cats movie, which was an abomination. I mean, in a good way.
It was
legit psychotic. Not trying to apologize for the fucking the way they mistreated the workers on that as well. And then the Lion King, the Disney CGI remake of Lion King, which is like basically let's suck all the soul out of this movie
and a movie that already stole its concept from Kimba.
Absolutely. Yes. Which we have talked about on episode before.
Yeah.
But like the these VFX studios that they were outsourcing in Vancouver to not have to pay their in-studio union animators who, you know, can probably only make like one or two movies a year. They just, they have to, oh, wow, my bottom line, my shareholders, I need to put out another four movies this year.
Yeah.
So let's pump out a bunch of garbage.
Why not?
And then like, oh, and
crack
then,
the whip.
And then like when fans get mad that, hey, this Sonic is insane garbage. What are you guys doing? And then they're like, oh no, no, we have to remake it. You wouldn't have had that fucking problem if you had just used.
What I don't understand is like, all right, yeah, how, oh, I know that we've been over this, but it, I still don't understand like how nobody mutinied in the design studio of the Sonic movie. And like how, because, you know,
seriously,
they know what Sonic looks like.
They do.
How were they, their hands directed to make an abomination but that's against my theory. Their will?
That's my theory, is that they were just, they're cutting corners, they're outsourcing, they're trying to get a product out, just deeply cynical B-movie script with no, like, attention to actual, like, Sonic fans in the script to begin with. It's a cash grab, cynical, to go with the Detective Pikachu movie. No joke. No joke.
I love that this is like, this is like grounds for contestation. You know what I mean? It's like this, you know, Detective Pikachu, it was a real crowd pleaser and
we gotta compete on the market.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, I'm dead. I died already.
And like, that's how this shit is running. Like, all the studios are running. That's why they're all consolidating. That's why Disney bought Marvel. That's why.
Yep. It's huge business, everybody.
They're just trying to pump out as many properties as possible. And then when they cut corners and get called out for it, then they have to, like, crack the whip, make everyone work overtime, and then are negligent on their payments to the studio. Studio has to shutter. Mm-hmm. And that's Hollywood, baby.
Yeah, dude, bleed them dry. I don't think it ever was really much better. It's not like the golden age of Hollywood.
It was exclusionary.
It was never fucking good. It was always based on sexist, it was abusive.
Abusive.
It was just straight up abusive. It always has been. But this is kind of the way that, like, I don't know. I'm just coming to realize, you know, the world, it's really ain't gonna hand you nothing. You really do gotta get in there and you gotta scrap around at that dance contest and you gotta win, baby. Or you gotta find out the truth.
They're gonna put you down.
Yeah, they might. They might. Oh, who knows? Who knows who goes down? A lot of people do.
If you don't perform well, Glue Factory for you.
I'm just kidding. Ooh, buddy.
Maybe. I hate that shit.
Yeah, the glue doesn't even work, damn it.
I don't want to send anyone to the Glue Factory.
Yeah, glue, honestly, even when it's super glue, Gorilla Glue, stuff still comes apart. Why don't we just get rid of glue? It doesn't work.
Why don't we just not race horses?
Oh, we should. Can we stop horses? Can horses actually just stop being a thing that people are so obsessed with?
Just let them be free.
Yeah, and like away, because their teeth are really big. And scary and chompy, and they're sweaty. Horses have flies inside of their eyes.
Ugh. Yeah, all cattle do, too.
And they have giant shits.
Yeah.
I don't know. Symbol of sexuality, you tell me. Anyway, we're trying. All right, it's Super Tuesday, everyone, and we're getting back on track. After that little media romp, we're stressing out.
Yeah, the elections drive me nuts, but I'm actually feeling good today.
That's good.
I felt crazy after New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I felt crazy.
I felt a little bit scared after South Carolina because I talked to my mom. I love her and we love each other, you know, but she was just like, oh, like Joe Biden won. That's like, oh yeah, that's okay. And I was like, no, you can't listen.
Anita Hill. Just Anita Hill.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Unforgivable. Anything. Unforgivable.
I got a meme of all the different Joe Biden faults, you know.
Oh, I think I saw this too.
Yeah.
It's useful.
It is useful. It's like 1991, attacked Anita Hill. 1994, wrote disastrous crime bill. 1995.
He's a racist.
Wrote Omnibus Counterterrorism Act, later became Patriot Act. 1996, voted against gay marriage.
Great.
1999, repealed Glass-Steagall Act. 2001, voted for Patriot Act. 2002, voted for Iraq War. 2005, voted to end bankruptcy protections for students. 2018, presents George W. Bush with Liberty Medal.
What a fucking joke. What a fucking joke this fucking shit is.
And I'm just like, oh my God. It really actually scared me, because it was like all of the endorsements that were coming through from people that, like, it was like, I mean, like, Tammy Duckworth came back out of the woodworks just to fucking throw her name in the hat. The endorsement, it's like people just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, they're finally coalescing. I think it makes sense. I think we knew that the establishment was eventually going to coalesce.
Yeah,
we just weren't
Pete
sure
and
when.
Klobuchar were like the first call to
arms.
Well,
I was surprised when Pete dropped out. I was happy about that.
Yeah,
and then it makes sense that Amy was shortly after. I think Amy was just in just to beat Pete.
Yeah,
I think she was stayed in as long just because she wanted to beat that little rat guy.
Yeah, which was so fun. Like,
yeah, it's nice,
honestly,
that she did that.
Yeah. Great wrestling match.
She's like, I win.
Yeah. Like, she's got
good for you, fine.
I do like her a little. I mean, you know,
she's also a racist, but
crazy racist.
Yeah, they all are.
You know, the whole what the hell, the cop thing. Okay, wait.
Pete too. I mean, they both have the same, like, the same. They're the same. They're basically the same.
Yeah. So basically all of these establishment Democrats are like flooding into the Biden camp, which is triggering all of the like major media networks, and they're all just like, wow, incredible.
Finally.
Our boy Joe is like coming up from behind and he's becoming this success story. And it's just like
they're giving him the help because he has no ground game. He didn't campaign in Super Tuesday states at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, God, he like also, I mean, he can't speak to people.
He physically cannot speak. He cannot hack being on a, like, what was that, like 2 days ago? He had a gaffe where he was like, I'm running for
Senator. And he said Super Thursday.
And he said Super Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was today, yeah.
Oh, like, God. Jesus. This guy doesn't know what day it is. Help me.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
And then there are people who are in the Warren camp.
Well, that's a nightmare.
And they're just like, did you see? Everyone is endorsing Biden because they don't want Warren to win.
They're delusional. It's like
right.
Wild.
It's so, I was trying to think of a good,
she's gonna lose her home state.
Oh, I know. I was thinking of a good like little convo thing, because everyone is like, oh, what about the consumer protections thing that she passed? It's amazing. And it just like came in during that recession time and was like the saving grace. And I'm just thinking, like, okay, well, you know what? She did that. She passed that. That is a thing that everyone points to, right?
But it didn't like help as many people as like you might.
But you can't tell people that, because if they already think the exact opposite, you can't be like, hey, how about fuck you? So instead it's like, okay, true, buddies.
Yeah.
Your girl passed that thing. But here, listen to this. We live in a very conservative climate where those are the only things that can be passed. Tiny little stopgap measures that only help a certain number of people. And it's true, it did function like that. And that is something that operates in the system we have. But on the other hand, like, Sanders could pass the things that he is proposing if we had a world that wanted healthcare for people. You know, it's not like his not like his proposals are poorly constructed or something. It's just that we live in an increasingly more fascist society that doesn't want to see the legitimacy of them.
Yeah, yeah. And people are so deeply nihilistic, they've totally been sapped of like an understanding of power beyond like these weird bullshit like legalities and institutions, which is like,
yeah,
you know, a lot of this stuff can be fucking fudged around if there are enough people demanding it. Like,
exactly,
it's really not as like set in stone as you fucking think it is. Like,
I mean, thank God for people being able to point to FDR and just being like, okay, so this is a presidency where he might not have been like, he's not like, oh, well, I invented this whole idea of having a public works program. It was like, oh, I'm listening to people who are protesting me.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys want this? Oh, you're going to storm the gates? Okay, well, like, let's just get you a program.
You have to give people something.
Yeah.
Like, there's not enough people that are going to vote for Biden out of fear, which is exactly why he won in South Carolina. People voting based on fear of Trump. And
absolutely,
there's not enough people in the rest of the fucking country. South Carolina is like a very specific type of demographic, like black and conservative. There's not a lot of states like South Carolina.
Right.
And it's extremely disingenuous for people to be like, Sanders isn't getting the black vote, which is bullshit. He won it.
He's got the highest numbers.
It's going up and up nationally. Yeah. Like, he has overwhelming support from like other key constituencies, like women, Latino people. He did really well with black voters in Nevada. That's only gonna get better as his campaign doesn't have the fucking media.
Yeah.
Spreading the Biden fear.
Oh God.
He just has like an organizational ground game. That's all he has, and he's doing so fucking well with
he's
just
doing incredibly
that.
Well.
And it's amazing.
What?
It's amazing.
How can a person just be so loved?
Well, it's not a person. It's a movement.
Yeah, of course.
He is a great candidate too. I think this is something that we can adapt in the future. Like, that's why I'm not feeling, I mean, I know, like, it's extremely important if we could just fucking get him in there now. But, like, we have this.
Because that's there's the arguments of him, like, his age and everything. And I'm just thinking, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He's going to pick a VP that will carry on.
Yeah.
In worst case scenario. That's what I'm wondering too, because I'm just thinking,
it might be
like,
Tlaib.
Yeah.
It might be Nina Turner. It's gonna be a woman. I would bet a lot of money on that.
No, totally.
Because he's going to pick a woman. It's just a matter of who.
We're waiting to see what that'll look like. Mm-hmm. Honestly, trust his judgment. Mm-hmm. And then we have this incredible momentum gained from him entering the White House that, like, regardless of whether or not he's able to, like, be a superhuman that can live through 8 years of the presidency, like, at the very last moments of his life after having a heart attack, which, like, honestly doesn't seem easy for anyone to do, and I don't want to hold him to have to do that. Like, it just sounds crazy. But if he, I just see him, as kind of like this symbolic sort of like battering ram
even if they take it from him at the DNC, he's still that symbol.
And
that sort of like,
oh my God,
clean break with the Democrats would also be very, very interesting.
So many people will be livid if we continue to see the establishment just like constrict and like you know, shut down all of the avenues of democracy just so that they can get their own agenda passed.
I mean, like, it's really gross that Warren is still in the race.
It's just crazy. I mean, like...
And her campaign has explicitly said they are staying in to try to do shenanigans at the convention. Like, they've literally said that. Like, her campaign manager.
Oh, my God.
And, like... I would love it if she dropped out after Super Tuesday, but I'm pretty sure she isn't all in spoiler that's going to be in there to the convention.
Yeah. Well, I would love to see Bernie Sanders become the candidate, the nominee, and then like see Bloomberg give him a lot of money. Because he promised he would give money to the winner.
But Bernie also promised not to take Bloomberg's money.
I know, but I would love to just see that whole thing of like,
oh my God.
Here you go. And then Bernie being like, nah, dog, fuck off.
You can give it to the failing DNC.
Yes. I want to see that theater. Like, I want to see every second of that play out and like how, I don't know.
No, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, he's going to do really, really well, regardless of whatever shenanigans happen. The movement that he's building is one that, like, I am extremely confident that if all the different like avenues of voter suppression were undone, and if the media like ad buys and like campaign time on television was regulated at all, right now it's like supposed to be but it's not really, and then all this nonsense with super PACs, if it was a fair fight is all
right.
I'm saying
Bernie
would be going home with this in a landslide.
Oh my God.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
Because there's so much more of people like us than.
Yeah. People who.
Yeah.
Like just want some fucking relief and like some kind of a country that works for them in the slightest measure.
In the slightest, yeah. Even but mildly.
Yeah. It's so interesting to see the way, like, I'm like, wow, man, they're totally dogpiling. And just like watching this pinioning of all of these different players, and like Bloomberg is, I'm just like, what the fuck is Bloomberg gonna do? Because now people are saying, oh, Bloomberg is somehow getting some of the black vote. I'm like, this is psychotic. This is absolutely crazy.
He's getting low information voters and specifically some black voters because he's putting out these really bullshit ads with him and Obama.
Oh yeah.
And people like literally came up to like Obama's former campaign manager at the airport. There was a story about this where they were like, oh, so why did Obama endorse Bloomberg? And they're like, that's not true. That's not.
Yeah.
He's just cutting out ads.
I was watching Bloomberg's his response to the coronavirus.
On the like one of those town halls or something.
He did a 3-minute spot.
Oh God.
And it's this ad that's like, he's like, you know, I was the mayor after 9/11, and I am well accustomed.
He wasn't.
To, yeah. So what? Yeah, I was the mayor after 9/11. I don't know. That's what he like opens up with, and then he's like, I know how to deal with a crisis, and all I could think of like at that point, because it stuck out to me so like glaringly, is the way that the trials after 9/11 got screwed up because Obama wanted to have them in New York, and then he was like, oh, I don't know, this might cost people a lot of money, like let's go,
and they protected Saudi Arabia.
They ended up and they sent the fucking people to Guantanamo Bay.
It's so insane.
It's not only insane, it's a human rights violation.
It's
completely psycho. And then he's going around saying that he's going to treat coronavirus in the same way as that trial, basically, because I think that's what he was trying to refer to.
It's such a smoke and mirrors bullshit. Like, nobody actually fucking likes Obama. They like the idea of Obama.
No,
they like his
Obama
personality.
Is hot.
Yeah, they like, he's hot, he's
Sorry,
got a nice
he's
personality.
Hot and he's got swagger.
But like, and that's why he has a fucking Netflix deal and he's not a fucking politician anymore.
Oh my God, like, I'll watch him.
Oh God, I'm so sick of these fucking, like nobody, like that's like what's so funny about Hillary Clinton being like, nobody likes Bernie, like everybody likes Bernie, nobody likes you.
Well, she just doesn't understand because she's like, none of my friends like Bernie.
Exactly.
And that's everyone. I look out at the masses and I don't even see faces anymore. I don't even, are these people, like, who are you? Who likes Bernie? I don't understand.
And then they're all willing to take up, like, Bloomberg spending, like, $500 million on ad buys.
Yeah, I know.
It's so insane.
And the ads are these psycho things. Like, so he came out with the whole, I'm sorry, I'm obsessed with coronavirus. Because
dude, it's fine.
I'm a flu haver.
Oh, as a flu haver.
As a flu haver.
Your new identity.
Yes. Yes.
No, it's fine.
I will speak for the community of people who survive flus. Not all of us do.
I identify.
Yeah, you know, been thinking a lot about the way that this is being addressed. And it's like, it's just been insane to watch it get wrapped up into this like political meta narrative where it's like, you know, Bloomberg is getting up there and being like, I'm really going to take care of this. And then Elizabeth Warren's getting up there and is like, we need to send supplies to Iran, stat. And then everyone is like, fuck you, bitch. You know what? You put the sanctions on, like, Iran, and
seriously,
now look at what is happening.
Yeah, did you have a plan for Iran when you voted for the fucking sanctions, you psycho?
But then I jumped in there like a real, like, I don't know what you would call it, someone who just wants good things to happen. I was like, hey, so we're all shitting on Elizabeth Warren again. But legit, should we also be thinking about lifting those sanctions and, like, sending some stuff to Iran?
Yeah, let's go.
Like, yo, we actually could do this. I looked up an article about how hard it is to lift sanctions because of the way that it screws up economies. And basically, there's, like, this federal, there's, like, a federal government loan program for countries when they're coming out of sanctions. And it's like, it's kind of like a stop, I don't know, like an interim measure to reinvigorate the economy and, like, bring a country back into the world system, which is, like, so completely fucked. Because there have been times where sanctions were lifted and, like, nothing changed. Because you need to actually, like, reaching
like,
back
out. Get
out.
The aisles move, like, get the avenues of trade moving again and shit.
Which is impossible because, like, basically
they move on to other
there's
things.
There's been, like, sanctions on and off on Iran since, like, 79, and everyone
and then
is...
who wants to start making trades again when the sanctions might happen again?
Yeah, exactly. Ugh, and it's so it's just been, like, this on and off thing, and now we're like, oh, well, you know, medical supplies should be exempt, but our administration is so petty that we can't even, like, admit to the World Health Organization that they're telling the truth because, like, Trump is in a weird feud with one of the heads of the CDC because this thing Rush Limbaugh said. It's just like,
yeah, like well, yeah, it reminds me of them trying to find, like, economic pathways to help alleviate coronavirus, and it's like, not gonna work.
This isn't an economic issue. This is like a, hi, let's facilitate the medical community's care and, like, you know, allow them to do their jobs and subsidize whatever necessary.
And subsidize people's sick days and subsidize tests.
Look at what China is doing. China actually literally handed out, like, a grant from the government to every single citizen for the amount of time that they had to shut entire cities down. They shut down travel. They shut down, like, you couldn't go to the movies. You couldn't go to the, like, go dance around and have a good time.
And their population is so much, so much, so much larger than ours.
Yeah. And it's still circulating. It's still
wild.
And it's just, it's like, and I don't know. I just think it like, listening to people trying to figure out whether or not to take this seriously. Basically, it's really happening. It's like, it's happening. There's cases that are discovered now in New York and in New Jersey and, like, along the West Coast in Washington State.
Yeah.
People are, the death toll is beginning to be counted.
Yeah.
But people are also dying of the regular ass flu, you guys. Yep.
The
regular
one. That was my point with this coronavirus stuff. My point was, like, with with climate change, with like the global temperatures rising, yeah. a lot of diseases are thriving. Lyme disease has been thriving.
Oh, yeah.
In the warming climate. Like all this shit.
Yeah. You can track the migration of Lyme all the way, like, because yeah. it used, because of course it started yeah. in Connecticut. Bless.
Yeah. yeah. I got it when I was a kid.
Me too.
Yeah.
Hashtag blessed.
Like New York, Connecticut area.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. And now it's just like, oh, wow, it's in Florida or something. That's I don't know wild. If it's like that dramatically.
But it, I mean, it has, like, it's reached pretty far south. Yeah. It's crazy.
And it's going west.
And, but, like, and that's true with a lot of disease do better in warm climate.
Well, it depends. So some diseases, like if they're, if they travel through like rodents or if, you know, because tick-borne disease, right. the ticks will are seasonal. And the opposite is of flu, because the flu virus, basically, like, the way that the, like, whatever unit is of a flu virus, like, the viral casing of this contagious entity.
Right.
Is, like, hard so that it can travel through the air. Oh, so it needs cold, crisp air. Otherwise, once it starts getting warm, it sort of becomes gelatinous. Ugh. And then it can sort of break apart. It like sort of disintegrates in the heat. So it's the opposite. Yeah,
the flu is a winter disease. That makes sense.
Because it needs to, it only, like, airborne illnesses thrive in cold, dry air.
That makes sense.
But it's,
I mean, with climate changing in general, it's fucking with everything.
It is really
and the fact that people have to move around more, the fact that people have to work more jobs for longer hours, they get sick more often, they don't have sick days because they're working three or four jobs stacked on top of each other.
Yeah. I got so mad because, you know, it was like driving the truck again and I kind of just like got my strength back. It took about 3 weeks, but I'm still really... is hard. I mean, yeah. for me, I don't know. Like, other people probably are more resilient or something. God bless.
Did you get the vaccine? Next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it changes.
I mean, it's different. Yeah, it's different every year.
It mutates.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you get the vaccine, it doesn't, it also doesn't necessarily...
It doesn't necessarily work.
...block all flus.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's crazy. And then you just sit that shit out. But...
It sucks.
So I get in the truck and I'm just like, hey, okay, what's up? And then, you know, my co-driver is just getting like progressively more ill and I'm like stuck in the cab with him. And he's first he was just sort of like, he does a thing where he's like blowing his nose and then he leaves tissues all over the dashboard.
That's so fucking
awful. And then he starts losing his voice. And then he starts sort of like, and then he's like, guys, it's really cold in here. And I'm like, no, it's fucking blazing hot, dude. It's blazing hot in here.
And what
are
you fucking do with him? And then you
and then he's just in, and I'm like, the car. And then he passed out.
Yeah, of course.
So I just like took over.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God. He's like, fucking, oh my Jesus. I like can't with people. Because he's like, why would I go to the doctor?
Fucking.
I just like have to go to work. And
I mean,
like,
that's
you know
the
what?
Fucking world we've built. Like, people are proud. People are fucking proud to go into work sick and shit. Like, it's just. Awful.
It's wrong. Look, guys, if you get sick, go to a clinic.
But I get why. At the same time, I get why people don't. Because like, there's that guy who like got, he was somewhere where Corona was spreading, and then he got all those symptoms. He goes, gets the fucking test, and is stuck with a $3,000 fucking bill.
Yeah.
For doing the right thing.
Right. No, that's why
this
I say
this can't continue.
That's why I say go to a clinic. Do not go to a hospital.
Go to a clinic.
Go to a clinic. There is a huge difference in price tag.
Yep. Yeah, we're talking like 150.
Yeah. I mean, it'll get you a little bit, but like way fucking easier to deal with than thousands of dollars.
Totally.
It's real.
It's just a nightmare, and I get pissed off at people who don't understand how all this stuff is linked. Like, it's like...
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's also...
all linked.
It's a little bit complicated, because I hear what you're saying about, like, the way that capitalism really enforces people, like, kind of, like, bodily degradation, because it's just, like, a natural fact of how everyone is exploited and constantly expected to be performing.
Yeah, you gotta go to work. You gotta make rent.
But like,
even though you're sick,
the one thing that I just think is kind of on the other end, like just to bracket it, the concept of dealing with these sorts of issues is like, it is also an issue that is so completely outside of capitalism that it's a little bit scary to watch people deal with it in economic terms, in the way that if everyone was a billionaire,
right,
and every single person had access to stuff, we still don't have a cure for this. So it's still like, we still have a world where there's like infectious diseases,
right,
and things happening.
It's an existential thing, like a lot of problems, but it's just...
Which is why I say we should just, we really need to like also rely on experts.
Yeah.
Who are like, oh, like, hey man, all hands on deck and like doctors to the front.
Yeah, but I mean, if we were more authoritarian like China, we would be better equipped to implement what the experts told us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Everyone would be around in their hazmat suits dragging out those big industrial incinerators and everything. Oh my God. I was watching people deal with the avian flu, and like there's these videos of people in Vietnam. Vietnamese were just like wholesale digging mass graves for chickens.
Fucked. I was reading about our stuff here in New York.
Yeah.
Our fucking contagion plan includes having prisoners dig the mass graves.
I know. Well, that's what they have been doing.
Yeah.
The prisoners dig the graves at Hartfield. Also, yeah, prison populations. I was just thinking about the prison that's in my neighborhood where last winter they didn't have the heat.
Yeah. I'm sure people got sick and died.
Oh, interesting. I wonder how this is going to go.
Just awful.
They're really paying attention.
And
out
we
there.
Know, and even fucking liberals know that people end up in prison for things beyond their fucking control.
Yes.
A lot of the time. It's not right. And
it's
I
not
just don't
right.
understand how like
because it's also like all right, it's not even just affecting them now. It's like it's affecting fucking everyone, and you can see it.
Yeah.
When the issue is contagious.
Yeah.
Guys.
No, it's interesting. I think it's a very interesting thing, existential threat to happen while we have a candidate running basically front and center Medicare for all.
Yeah, excellent, incredible reason to
because we would be better equipped if we had like a cohesive fucking system in place. If we had a single payer system in place.
We're connected, everybody.
Because we are all connected.
We're all
this affects
connected.
Everybody. You can try to hide from it all you want.
Yeah.
You can't.
Folks, you can't. Oh, should I pull
up? Oh my God,
the,
of course. Yeah, wait, how long are we? Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We have time.
Okay.
45.
We have time.
All right. So I have the thread of the astrology for the coronavirus.
Oh wow, yeah. Read that first.
Okay. Yeah. This is some real serious science I've been doing. After looking up the facts from the medical community, I thought, why not check
the spiritual realm?
Yeah, you know, let's see what the stars have to say. Because it's pretty telling.
Oh no.
Okay, so I am pretty into checking astrology because I get insomnia, and I kind of it's just sort of a general way, I guess, to deal with anxiety is like, oh, you know, a really positive person just says like, well, you know, it's just that Pluto is doing a lot of wacky things right now, and that's why things are hard. You're going to be okay. Yeah. I'm like, thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, stars.
Yeah. So this is eight things astrology says about the coronavirus outbreak from the Astro Twins. And I'm just going to read the highlights because it was kind of in very in-depth.
Oh my God.
I did a little live tweet as I was going through the site. So basically, they want to assuage fear by providing info on astrological patterns stemming from the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn. They believe they are the predictors of a socioeconomic black swan. And the yeah. And the Mercury in retrograde that's going on right now is affecting like airborne travel situations.
Great.
So it's like, of course. Saturn Pluto like conjunction, the last time that happened was at the start of World War One. So they're like, guys, it's a really big deal because World War One is as big of a deal as all this stuff. Quack.
Joey is just showing us a picture of a duck.
Yeah, in front of an explosion. Oh, in front of an atom bomb. Oh my gosh. Yes, the quack is gonna tell us.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's quack crazy. Zone. So they're saying like the Saturn Pluto union is like also responsible for when the U.S. Federal Reserve went live and the planets were in retrograde. So that made investors want to pull out of the stock trade.
Jesus fucking Christ. And, this is so stupid.
Yeah. It's amazing, though, because people, like, it's stupid to you, but people are reading this shit.
They love it.
People buy books of this stuff. Pluto's involvement is obfuscating the origin of coronavirus and allowing imaginations to flirt with the possibility of bioterrorism.
Wow.
It's Pluto doing that. It's not the fact that we don't trust Bill Gates.
Oh my God. I do not trust that Bill Gates connection.
I mean, Bill Gates might actually be Pluto in a human costume.
No, he's an agent of the... like of Pluto's terrorism or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay.
His money is like bigger than himself at this point, so it's like it's not like he can control every aspect of his weird foundations.
They say watch out for March 21st because Saturn will go into Aquarius. And Aquarius is an air sign.
Oh, so it's airborne.
Yeah, so we might see an increase.
Damn.
On March 21st.
Well, I hope the fucking stock market crashes again, at least.
Yeah. Well, they predict that there could be a spike in cryptocurrency manufacture and usage because radical changemaker Uranus is in Taurus due to threat to the supply chain.
I want to see the fucking Bitcoin wallet of the person who wrote this.
Yeah, right? Mysterious Pluto in material Capricorn, an implied global economic collapse could facilitate this change over the next 4 years.
I want to die.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like I don't understand this, like the horoscope stuff as well as tarot. You were going to pull tarot cards for the Super Tuesday candidates.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm going to get all woo-woo.
Is there still more coronavirus take? I know it's very long.
There's some more. Actually, if anybody wants to follow me at Titanium Wig.
You did a thread, you said.
I will probably be keeping track of what astrologers have to say about world issues in general because I find it fascinating. And
that's interesting. Yeah. Reading the tea leaves is I mean, a lot of people read different types of tea leaves with this shit.
Yeah, totally. I want to keep track. I also started looking into faith communities and what they think, like, if Jesus is responsible.
That shit's interesting. I always think the evangelical Israel connection is interesting because they believe that, like, when the Jews return to Israel, then the apocalypse will happen and shit.
Yeah.
So it makes sense they vote that way and are... A lot of them are like white supremacists in theory, don't like Jewish people, but then
yeah,
some of them just want the Jewish people to go to Israel.
And I mean, like, for hardcore rationalists, all of this stuff just makes absolutely no sense. But then you look at, like, you know, I look at this stuff and there's people, like, people will post a video about a horoscope sort of astrology thing. And it's like, you know, hundreds of thousands to millions of views.
Seriously.
So if someone is going around and they're taking in this information, I want to know what they're hearing.
No, and I definitely know there's some like lefty astrologers that are trying to sneak some messaging and
yeah,
having a different political perspective when making these charts or whatever.
Yeah. It's insane. It's a lot.
It's an avenue of organizing. We got to reach them like we have to reach the Fox News viewers.
Yeah. It's also like it's a different kind of religious base because these people, you know, it's like, no, that's how people find their spirituality.
It's replaced like, religion for a lot of people.
Absolutely. But it's funny because it's just an ancient religion.
Right. It's another religion.
Yeah.
It like, makes sense. It was considered New Agey, I guess, back in the
70s because there was a revival. But then if you look back in time, people were like waging war based on their, you know, astrologers.
There's that was part of the war machine was you had a star seer astrologer person.
Yeah. I actually read a book about how Hitler had a team of occultists that were working for him.
That's so wild.
Yeah. I think he actually killed some of them.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. When you don't know what to do and everything seems kind of hopeless. Well, you don't know where to put your hope.
You don't know where.
Just look at the stars.
Wow. Try.
Okay.
Okay, so who are you reading for first?
I'm afraid you pick.
Okay, I think you should read for Warren first.
Okay.
We know she's going to do horribly, but let's just see how horribly.
Okay, let's see. We're shuffling for Warren, and let's see. All right, we're picking 6 cards.
It's so small on this little website. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just doing this on my phone.
Ooh.
Okay, this is for Warren. Card number 1. How do you feel about yourself? The moon. Oh, interesting. So the moon, card of Pisces. This is sort of like in the upright position, there's an element of secrecy. There's an element of like things that are not being revealed. Mystery.
Oh, well, that makes sense. She's got the Hillary people in her pocket.
Yeah, so she's got a little something up her sleeve.
She definitely does. We know that.
Yeah, so, but this is
if the rumors are true, we know what's going on.
This is how she feels about herself. She feels like she's the moon, just holding on to some, like...
That totally makes sense, dude. Ooh. She is doing some covert bullshit, so...
Card 2. Oh, what you want most right now, the sun...
That's so crazy. She got the moon and the sun.
She wants the sun is the most jubilant, celebratory card in the tarot.
Oh, she's not getting that. Sorry.
Yeah, she wants it, though. Yeah, she wants that brand new day.
Not gonna happen. Delusional.
Your fears are temperance. It's interesting. She might have to... decide to stop with her fucking crazy campaign.
Dude, this is...
Temper herself.
Yeah, this is wild.
She might have to just take it the fuck easy. Oh my god. What is going for you? Wheel of Fortune in the upright position. That usually means that the outcome is like kind of going in your favor. But it also can mean that you'll get what is coming to you. Because the Wheel of Fortune, you know, sometimes you're on top, sometimes you're on bottom.
Yeah, it's the wheel itself, not necessarily on a winning position or not, or sort of.
What is going against you? Justice. Yeah, fuck yeah, Justice.
This is so good.
Step in. Go against her, please.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yes, things are just not going your way. Likely outcome. Oh, crazy. So the Hierophant, when you see this card, it's sort of like the anthropomorphizing of the state. The Hierophant is like the very high heights of authority.
Oh, so she's like gonna be embedded in some sort of deep state. Is that what I'm getting from that?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's the Hierophant is if you get that Usually it means you're going to be dealing in some way within an institution. But I guess like she'll keep her job, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I would be afraid for us if she got like the Six of Wands, because that's just like whatever you're going for, you're victorious. But the Hierophant is like a more kind of ambiguous, like you will be dealing. You will like there's going to be some kind of.
I mean, she's a smart maneuverer, right? She's she's pretty wealthy. She knows how to wheel and deal.
Yeah.
So I can
see
her.
She's going to keep going.
Continuing to wheel and deal in conniving ways from that card. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a technocrat through and through.
Check it out. You can put the Zen mode on, and now it's got wavy sand.
That's very nice. This website is very good. Okay, so
which one now?
Let's read for Joseph Robinette Biden.
Oh my god, I'm scared.
Let's see how he does.
Yeah. Okay, shuffling. All done.
This website rocks. It's so good.
So silly. All right. So, yeah. Oh, have we described this to people?
Yeah. So, Lucia is on a website called freetarotreading.net, and it's like got papyrus font, and like it looks like it's from 2005.
Yeah.
It's like.
And it's tiny, so you
doing it on a phone.
Yeah, so press these tiny cards.
All right.
Okay, let's see how you feel about yourself. The star.
Of course he does. Poor baby.
Little bitey boo. He's all right. So the star is kind of like you're being guided by this inspiration.
It's like this beautiful naked lady like looking out at the cosmos. That's definitely how he feels about himself.
And there's like a little ibis bird in there.
Yeah,
it's bizarro.
I don't know what that's about.
It's like so they're trying to say it's some Egyptian shit.
I see.
Okay, what you want most right now? The High Priestess. But bam, 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 bam. It's this chick with like a flowy see-through dress and like cleavage that, like her dress, there's a plunging neckline that goes down to her belly button, and she's sort of like doing the.
She's got like a thing that she's like decreeing.
Yeah, the High Priestess is like kind of you're guided by your intuition.
I see.
And the High Priestess like is also sort of a. Like the moon, but it's less about like the environment holding secrets from you and more just like, I'm cool, I'm just doing my thing and I know what I'm about and like my instincts are great.
That's definitely like who he is.
Yeah, what you want most.
He's like he'll say the, like the craziest gaffe and then just stand by it.
Yes, he's like, dude, my instincts are great. Like I would. And everyone is like,
look here, fat. I'm the High Priestess here.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, Biden.
Okay, so your fears?
Your fears? Motherfucking tower.
Oh, getting destroyed.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, the tower. Boom.
Yeah, Obama legacy.
Destroyed.
Destroy it. Let's go, tower.
What you thought was stable?
Not going to happen.
Fool.
Yeah, you should be afraid.
Yeah, we'll see. What is going for you? The Empress.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Empire is coalescing around him, so that makes sense.
Fair.
That's
really
totally
true.
Makes sense. Yeah. This is crazy.
The Empress is, dude, tarot. Man.
Tarot is crazy. Tarot even digital tarot.
Rules.
Digital tarot. I like this website too, and all the art is really
Yay!
It looks like that guy we talked about on the memes episode, or the recent memes episode, that insane QAnon guy.
Oh, yeah.
Seas or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I forget everybody's name.
Yeah, I know, me too.
It's just like a crazy internet aesthetic.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy internet aesthetic.
What is going against you? Yes, the Fool. Big Fool energy going against that guy. Thinking that
he is a fool.
Yes, he literally is.
That is.
I mean, this
his
one.
Gaffes.
You don't even have to get. It's crazy. They just came up with this. The algorithm is tapped into the mysteries of life.
This is so accurate.
Yes.
This is wild.
What is going against you? You're going to walk off a cliff,
you have dementia.
Yes.
Your inability to draw a clock.
Oh, the likely outcome is the sun.
Get home with the sun again.
Yeah, the sun in a different position. I think...
he'll probably do well.
He'll do well.
But it's so juvenile looking.
Yeah, the thing is, it's not like... So if he got... yeah, if he got the Six of Wands, if he got the Chariot, if he got, Ace of Swords or something, or...
if that's much more powerful than these two little cherubic kids in the sunflower field.
Yeah, I'm not sure, you know? I think he'll be happy.
Yeah.
He'll be happy in his...
Well, he was chosen to be the guy to go against Sanders, so he's in it for the long haul. This is going to be a long, hard fight.
Yeah. All right, so we saved the best for last.
We got our boy Bernard Sanders. I'm scared.
Oh, I'm scared. Oh, my God. I'm so scared.
The other two are so accurate.
Oh, my God. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4... 5,
take
6.
My energy.
Oh my God. How you feel about yourself? The motherfucking magician.
Whoa.
Dude, he is the magician though. He's literally like, he's taking concepts and he's manifesting. He's manifesting so hard right now. There's really no, like, everyone's going against him.
But he's keeping at it.
He's just going for it.
He's always been that way.
Yeah. He's got his power.
He sees another way forward for everybody, and they might not see themselves because they don't possess the same cognitive abilities, magical abilities.
Yeah. This is, so in The Magician, it's like the magician points to the sort of like earthly realm and then also has like a wand to like get all this sort of energies from above.
Utopian.
Yeah.
Materialism.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
That's why the magician is so dope, because it's also like the infinity symbol of like all the connectedness of time. What? Everything is forever looping.
That's
and
so good.
He's got
dude.
It. Yeah, and he's also got all of the energies. He's a wand, he has a sword.
He's got all
he's
the
got
stuff
the cup
at his disposal.
And the pentacle. Yeah. So he's got it, all the material.
Rocks.
What you want most right now. Wait. Yeah. How you feel? What you want most right now? The Empress. Yes.
Wait, isn't that the same thing that Biden wanted most?
Mm-mm, that was what was helping him.
That was helping him. But okay, yeah.
So the empire is helping Biden, but yeah. Bernie wants to get into.
No, that makes sense. He's very nice to all. He's very nice to all his fellow Democrats. To a fault, I would say.
He's a gem.
He's so nice. He never says a bad word. Like even when they say bad stuff about him and they bring it up on the media, he always finds a way to cut what they say without cutting them.
He wants to get into a seat of power so that he can change the nature of the empire.
It makes a lot of sense. It's very interesting.
It's fears. Ooh, fears the sun.
Well,
what? Fears Joe Biden's son.
Yeah,
that's for
kind
sure.
Of, yeah, if Joe Biden has that sunny disposition that he's, you know.
Ooh. Wow.
I mean, that makes sense. Biden's his biggest competitor.
Oh, it says here you were afraid that things seem too good to be true.
That's a valid fear, dude.
Yeah. That's actually, I think that's like the total cornerstone of being into the Bernie camp. Like, is this real?
Yeah. Are they going to assassinate me?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's totally. What's going for you? Okay. The Lovers.
Well, yeah. Everyone loves
you. Everyone loves you. Oh, my God. The Lovers. Major Arcana. Gemini energy.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Let's go.
Yeah.
Roll the dice,
but
baby.
Also, Gemini energy. Big communication.
Yeah, and he's good. And when he... The people... his movement do reach are in all like pretty much all in on him. Like he just has to reach the people.
Yeah, he is.
He doesn't have the Empire behind him. He has to reach them through the movement building.
Oh my God, what's going against you? The fucking Hierophant.
This is so weird.
It's true. And they're all connected, and that's why these cards keep coming up. It's because
Warren
they're...
is going against him. Like, yes. Siphoning votes.
Oh.
This is so fucking weird.
This is amazing. Oh my God, I'm scared.
This is crazy.
Likely outcome, the Emperor.
This is fucked up. We should have recorded this. We're not making this up. This is so fucking
freaking
crazy.
Out.
He's gonna win.
The Emperor.
He's going to win.
See, that's the kind of shit. It's like, oh, you're having a sunny day? Good for you. The Emperor. That is leadership.
Let's go.
That is some high octane leadership.
He's gonna win.
You guys, you heard it from this app right here. He's gonna fucking win.
You should send me all the links to each of these readings if they are saved on your phone.
Oh no, I think it because
it deletes
it's the
every
same
time.
Yeah, because it always gives a different reading that, if you look at it.
It's fine, people can,
it's just true,
like
Joey,
look up these cards. We
Joey's
recorded
here
the whole
as
thing
evident.
It that was good.
It was good. I feel it. That was spooky.
Bernie's gonna win.
Bernie's gonna be the Emperor.
Well, that's the thing. When you become the president of the United States of America, you're the seat of empire.
Yes.
I mean, it's like very fucked up. And like everybody, the whole world is watching us. All my Canadian friends are freaked out. All my fucking European friends are freaked out. Like everybody's freaked out.
This is huge.
Wow. Tarot is real.
Tarot is real. Astrology is based off of Greek gods. And we're all lost, just trying to get to the doctor.
All right, that was great. Let's have fun. Super Tuesday, let's
go. Oh my God,
Bernie
is going to win.
Bernie's
going to
win.
Bernie is going to win. Bernie won.
The Hierophants can fucking just
oh, here's a little,
lose my number.
Here's a little chaos magic. Bernie is the president.
Wow, Bernie is the president.
Bernie is.
President Bernard Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
President Bernie Sanders.
President Bernard Sanders. He is the president.
Bernard Sandernista.
Yay!
Rising up.
Yay!
Let's go.
We're going to be like Cuba. Get lots of cool cars from the 70s.
Hey, Cuba, the literacy program, very good. Cuba is good.
Also,
all that shit.
Good medical program.
Good medical program. Oh my God.
Good education.
Good education.
Good cigars.
It's good, folks. Cuba's good, folks. Don't at me.
Yeah. Or do. We'll fight you.
I will fight you.
Yeah.
I
with
believe.
The things that I read.
I believe in socialism. That's what I believe.
Yay.
And tarot, mm-hmm. I guess.
I'm working on you. Got you those cards.
You did. You got me a manga card deck. Mm-hmm. It's like very 2000s that I love.
Yeah, they're very like vintage good, romantic it's manga.
It's good. Like bootleg.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, I saw it when I was at the crystal store. I'm such a loser.
It's good. I mean, I didn't know that you're supposed to give someone, you're not supposed to buy a tarot card, you're supposed to give it to someone.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Makes them more magic.
That's very cool. And then your mom gave you a deck recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was
crazy.
But
I liked app.
The app is fun. I feel like there's some or digital not, spirits behind it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's what I was like, well, if we're channeling the candidates, they're not actually here, so I don't think it's a huge deal that it's digital.
Yeah.
It's all like in the ether anyway.
Yeah, and it's more, yeah, it's more like it's just the chance elements of everything around us and...
It felt so accurate.
Yeah.
I'm sweating. When Bernie got emperor. God.
I was, like, oh my God.
I was
yes.
so nervous.
Me too.
Like, what if Bernie gets death? For,
I know.
Like, what's the last one? It's like,
he could. He could have.
He didn't.
He could have gotten death. He could have gotten tower. He could have gotten.
Oh, and Biden got tower.
Oh my God. He could have gotten three of swords. He could have gotten any. Oh my God. He avoided so many bad things. And in the, he is the president now.
He's the president. We did
it's
it.
So great.
All right, everyone, let's have fun. We can do this no matter what happens. The immortal power of socialism will win. Okay, yeah. Bye.
I get if you have an aeroplane that can fly the world and we can have a fantasy. It doesn't really matter if you drive a limousine. It really doesn't matter if you drive for galaxy. I really don't care if you just drive a truck. I don't care if you just drive a limousine. It doesn't really matter if you drive a Ferrari. I really don't care cause I just love your company. Let's have fun. 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 Lots of fun. Let's have fun. Let's have fun. Let's have fun. Lots of fun.